T-R-I-P L-I-T-T-L-E T-R-I-P L-E-T-T-L-E-T-T-T
A-E-O-K-E-O
W-R-E-W-F-M. Well, this is our New Year's resolution show. This is our New Year's resolution show. The best of 2017 show. We are going to go over all the best of the past year. It's been officially a year of a little triv, and I hope you enjoyed it. And we're going to go over the best of next year with our best of 2017 assumptions.
This is our show. This is our first show in 2 weeks, and our first show in 2017, and our last show in 2016.
Can you just say it, Lamigan, about last week? What happened last week?
We showed up to the studio.
No, Christmas.
Oh, yeah. It was the holidays.
I want you to wish everybody a Merry Christmas, Lamigan. That's what I'm talking about.
I'm not one to follow orders, so I'm not going to do that. And I'm not going to say Happy Holidays either, because I don't believe in being that way. Come on. Are you really got your pants pulled up so tight you can't say Merry Christmas? Well, I'm not saying it because you told me to, but I'm not saying Happy Holidays either.
I heard somebody say to someone else today, I had a great holiday. I had a good holiday.
See, British people call holiday vacation. People in England call vacation a holiday. So how do you know they're not talking about their vacation, Seth?
It's comical.
That's comedy. What's that?
This is a special ring that Sydney got me for Christmas.
That's beautiful.
Thank you. It is white gold.
And you're
Jared.
And you're going to be wearing that from now on?
From this day forth. I didn't wear it the past 3 days, but starting today, I will be wearing this white gold ring from Jared. And little Triv, you have not talked about this at all this year. Excuse me?
Yes, go ahead.
We should all be buying as much gold as possible.
Oh, yeah, we need to definitely talk about that. But, Lamigan, I look forward to seeing that white gold shiny ring on your otherwise dirty body every week.
It'll be the one little glimmer in the grit, in the grime.
It's comical. We have had metal experts.
Oh, little Triv, what's that? What do you got there?
It is a little something that I treated myself to from Jared.
It looks like some kind of pendant.
It's white gold.
I got something similar. I got a white gold ring from Jared.
Mine is a white gold pendant that I treated myself to, and I ran into Sydney at Jared. And
oh, no. What'd she tell you about me?
She didn't talk to me, but I heard her talking to Jared, and she told him that she was looking for a beautiful ring for her lammy.
Aw. Aw. All right, let me unbutton my Oxford and check out what I got.
Oh, you got something similar.
Well, it's not. It's from Jared, but that's where the similarities end.
Is that a choka?
It's a beautiful opal choka.
That's getting a little more popular lately.
It's a little bit more feminine than I'm used to, but my wife got it for me, and I appreciate it. And you know what I got my wife? Not as cool, but I got her a 24-pack of Diet Pepsi because you know what happened to Diet Pepsi in the past few months?
Probably something terrible.
The stock.
Well, as you know, my wife has trouble with memory, and it's because she drank Diet Pepsi, and it's because Pepsi had that dangerous ingredient, aspartame. And recently, Pepsi stopped using aspartame in their Pepsi drink, and I got my wife a 24-pack, and she wept.
Diet or regular?
Diet.
Did you know that? Because
you kept switching back and forth between saying Pepsi and then Diet Pepsi.
Well, it's the same company, isn't it? Yes, it is.
Same recipe.
Yeah.
What is the difference between aspartame and aspirin?
Oh, I thought you were going to say aspirin. There's not much difference between aspartame and aspirin.
Well, listen, I just want to say
alcohol.
Alcohol. Okay. I just want to clarify. So, just to be straight, my wife got me this white gold ring. Seth's wife got him a white gold choker.
Opal.
Damn it.
Opal choker.
Well, you should have got gold, okay? Well, she should have got gold. You should have a little talk with her about that. But little Triv, you got yourself a present?
Yes, it's my pendant.
Is that a Christmas tradition of yours?
Christmas morning, you open up your own present?
It is not a Christmas tradition. It is a Christmas treasure for myself. I treasure myself each Christmas.
Do you still wrap it up and try to surprise yourself a little bit?
Yeah, so you offer yourself a treasure every year, and would you say that helps your mental health?
Yeah.
As you know, I got the blues. I always have the blues. And at Christmas, when I go to Jared, what I do is I will buy the item, and it's normally some form of really, really nice jewelry. And when I'm stepping out of Great Northern or South Park, I stop and think, should I have bought this, or do I really think that I'm going to wear this, or do I really even like it? And it always ends up that I keep it, and I take it home.
Do you wrap it up and put it under your Christmas tree?
No, Lamigan, I put it on and I wear it proud.
Well, we were talking about the blues. We haven't talked about that yet, but we're talking about Christmas, and you said you get the blues. So I just want to say a little trip. The last week we didn't have the show, and it was a blue Christmas without you.
Thank you, Lamigan.
Nicest thing you'll get out of me.
Lamigan, is it true that you celebrate Devil's Christmas?
It's called Dark Christmas, and I do.
I thought it was called Devil's Christmas.
Devil's Christmas is the same thing, yes. And it's a very private celebration, and I might just bring it up later, but right now I just want to say, because we have to move on, we've got a lot to talk about wrapping up the year and presuming things about the new year. Saying Merry Christmas is not ridiculous.
Oh, yes, I am pro Merry Christmas.
And we don't have to talk about it, but it is not ridiculous.
When someone's offended when I tell them Merry Christmas, I give them a finger.
We don't have to talk about it.
I'm not pointing fingers, but there's certain people who typically are the ones who are offended by Merry Christmas.
And we don't have to.
We don't have to go into this.
And when those people who look a certain way tell me they're offended, I give them the bird. I flick them off. Seth. It doesn't matter if it's in public or in private.
We gotta take a break. When we get back, we're doing 2017 New Year's assumptions.
Maybe you don't know how to walk, baby. Maybe you can't talk none either.
Who is that artist that we always play
on the air?
Yeah, that nasty artist that we play.
Newman.
Okay, so we are doing, instead of going right to the 2017 assumptions, we're going to first do a recap of the year. This is the first year of the Good Night Show with Little Triv. And let me just say, it is not the Good Night Show because we want you to have a good night, or because it is a good night.
Or because we're saying good night.
Or because we're saying good night. We're saying it's the Good Night Show because it is a good night show, because if you listen to any other night show around this time, I can tell you a couple that are on right now is Drycore, which is very boring, though he gets callers, and I wish that we still got callers, but they stopped coming in.
We stopped getting callers not too long ago.
We stopped getting callers, and we fear that we have no listeners. It's a very serious concern of ours. And anyways, I just wanted to point out that we are a good night show, and no other show on this time slot right now can say that they are a good night show. And since we're recapping the year, it's been 2016. A lot of people say it's the worst year in history, but I say maybe the best, because many things happen, like the World Series and the Republican Convention, but the biggest thing that happened in 2016, and you might be able to guess this, is we got to meet the big man himself, Mike Trevisano, my father, the big Triv. I am little Triv, and we sat down at tables with big Triv, and the way he commands the microphone, oh, I'll just play the clip, and then we'll talk about it. And when we played this originally on the show, it didn't go well because I wasn't able to make it. But here's the clip of us being interviewed by Mike Trevisano, the big Triv.
So we have four gentlemen that stopped by. They're from Case Western Reserve. They do a show on 91.1. Am I correct in saying that, guys? 91.1?
Yep.
Yeah. And it's called the Little Triv Show. And so actually what they're doing, thank you very much, ma'am. Thank you.
You're welcome.
What they're doing is, I could just imagine busting my balls constantly, probably. But I don't mind. We'll start with Little Triv here. How you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. Is Kucinich still around?
No, Kucinich actually was sitting right there, and he didn't. It was nice of him to come for an hour, but
I can tell he was sitting on that chair.
Yes,
got a weird feeling about that chair.
Are you a fan of Dennis Kucinich's little?
Not a big fan. Got some words for him, actually.
Thank you. You want to introduce the three guys you came with?
Okay. I'm Little Triv, having a bad day. We got the Goo.
Hey, how's it going?
And we got Producer John.
Hey, everybody.
His wife just passed away. And we also got Seth.
How you doing?
Now, it's not Seth.
It's not Seth. It's Seth. S-E-P-H.
And who would Goo be?
Goo would be Glenn.
Goo would be Glenn.
If we're doing direct parallels here, Goo would be Glenn.
Yes. So you do this show on 91.1 FM, right?
WREW 91.1.
And do you always talk like that?
Always.
Yeah. And when do you do the show?
We do it Wednesdays, 12:30 to 2 a.m. Wednesday nights, 12:30 to 2 a.m.
And the name of the show is?
The Good Night Show with Little Triv.
Little Triv. Do you mind, Little Triv, if I ask Goo a question?
Absolutely. But don't let him talk too long.
All right.
Okay. They do listen to the show.
It's amazing. Mic?
Yes. Goo, how did this show originate?
I don't know. Little Triv just got a radio show.
Careful here.
We got a radio show and we just decided, you know, let's just do a talk show, a late night talk show. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he asked the Goo, Producer John, and Seth here. And we've been doing it for a couple weeks now.
Yeah. So have you graduated yet from Case at Little Triv?
I've graduated from Case, political science.
What do you do now?
Right now I'm actually looking for work.
Looking. So what do you do with a political science degree? Excuse my ignorance here. I mean, do you like evaluate Trump or something?
You read a lot of Fox News.
Do you?
You pay attention, and you just got to see where this country is going, Triv.
Yeah.
You know the direction we're headed.
Yes.
I call it the new America.
The new America?
We're headed to the new America.
I think we're already there, little Triv. It's up to you guys to change it, though. You know what I mean?
Yep. We are. I think we're a rare breed, Triv. We're millennials who care. You know, we want the America where you can lock your doors, where you don't have to lock your doors.
Is that where I cut it off? It was just much more magical in person.
It was, yeah.
That was quite dull to listen to.
It was a highlight in our memory, but I don't think that translated very well.
Do you think it was a dim light to the listeners?
I think that memory is dimly illuminated in the
yes,
back
if
of
you,
my mind.
If you want to speak in broad strokes, it was a highlight for us, but a dim light for the listeners.
How did you put it, Lamigan? It was dimly illuminated in the back of your mind?
It was dimly illuminated by a disilluminous lamp in the back of my mind.
You have to admit that he was just nothing but sweet to all of us.
He was, but you sounded nervous and sounded really monotone, and then you started talking about your life, and I almost fell asleep. Well, to be honest, to be honest, I wasn't even there. I wasn't even there. So it's there's no light on in my mind to that memory. That was boring. I can't believe we played that on the air. Remember when I yeah, what?
No one else spoke, Lamigan. The goo was put on the spot and couldn't even muster a sentence, Lamigan.
The goo is a guy that I have known for a long time. Disappeared.
Let's just get right into it, Lamigan. Your take on the goo.
I think he's a big, ballsy, nasty, and I say ballsy because he reminds me of a testicle. He's disgusting. He's sickly. He's always sick. He's always hacking up loogies. He's always just coughing, smoking cigarettes, chain smoking. He's got long nails. He stinks. He's rude. He's stupid. He's just one of the worst people I've ever met. He can never string a sentence together. And the fact that you guys had him on the air for so long is just hilarious to me.
Lamigan, you bring up a good point about being ballsy. That guy has a huge, huge ball sack.
He's got a huge ball sack that takes up over his whole body. I can't believe this guy is even was ever in this studio. Like, I remember coming in here and thinking, really? I had him scoped out from the moment he walked, or the moment I walked in here. I looked at that guy, remembered how he was in high school, how much of a freaking loser he was, and I thought to myself, I am going to eat him for dinner.
I've always remembered his crotch. Go ahead.
And yeah, because it stinks. You can see the green waves stinking up from it. And I told myself, that's the guy in this room that I am going to replace. And I am going to do 100 times better of a job than he ever did on any single episode of The Good Night Show with Little Triv. And I think I made good on that promise in the year of 2016.
Lamigan, I think it's a good as time of any to reveal to our loyal listeners what you did to the goo and why he hasn't been back.
The goo is in a special place right now, you could say. However you guys want to take that.
Could you elaborate? Come on, Lamigan, it's the last show of the year.
As he told me in private, the goo is in a living tomb.
Basically, I thought you were going to say live in hell, because I basically made his life hell.
Before
he's gone, guys. He's gone. He's long gone.
You killed him, Lamigan.
I will say this. The goo is no longer with us. He's in a special place, and it's directly because of me and what I did.
You made his life a living hell, and then you killed him.
I ended it.
And now he's living in a living tomb?
I made his life a living hell, and I did the nicest thing I could have ever done for anybody. I ended it. I put him out of his misery. It was so funny watching him flop to the floor like a big sack of potatoes.
How did you... I feel like he was a crucial part of the show, and he talked a lot. He was on for all the best times, Lamigan, and so I think you owe it to us to tell us how you killed him.
I don't like that K word, but do you remember what I was doing to you, Putin Bay, the first night we hung out, where I had that airsoft gun, kept shooting you in the back of the head?
Yeah, and waterboarding.
Well, it's the same thing, except it was the front of the head, and it was a real gun. And I just looked him in the eyes and said, this is it. This is it.
You looked him in the eyes and said, this is not working.
More or less. What I tell you I didn't do is I didn't say, do you have any last words? Because I could not bear to hear him talk. I just wanted him to shut up. And he wasn't talking the last few weeks down there. He was not talking. He had not said a word. And he was looking pretty...
sickly.
Pretty lean. Yeah.
Oh, thank you, Lamigan. So we'll move on back to
me. He did not have fun with me. No, he didn't have fun with me those couple weeks.
Meeting Mike Trevisano, there was pizza on the table, and he kept telling us to eat the pizza.
Didn't look very good.
Were we too shy, Seth?
I don't think I was shy, because what I did was I flicked open the I flicked open the pizza box, and it didn't look good. So I just closed the top, and I didn't have a bite.
Well, wonderfully, we have a caller. You're on the air with Little Triv.
You never guess who this is.
I don't know if I could.
Lamigan said he just freaking killed me.
In more or less terms, yes.
Well, this is a coup.
I knew this would happen. You did not murder crap, Lamigan.
I don't think this is the goo.
I knew there was a...
This is the goo, and Lamigan, I'm coming out for you.
Hey, goo.
Oh, so you mean you're finally getting up off your couch and doing something? Okay. Fine, come after me, the goo. What are you saying? That wasn't a real gun I shot you with, or what?
You threatened me with a gun. I don't want to come on the show because Lamigan came on the show and I felt like he was replacing me, and I think that guy stinks.
I am who I am, and I walked in that door. You were in my crosshairs. I remember what you were like in high school, and I thought to myself, I'm going to replace this guy. This guy's done for.
I remember what you were like in high school, too, huh?
Okay.
I remember what you were like, too.
What was he like?
Homeschooled, buddy.
Yeah, that's because you stunk. You came in the hallways, and you stunk, and we all made fun of you.
Hey, you stunk, too. If I stunk, you stunk the same. You smelled different, but the same.
No way, Lamigan. You stink. You stink like crap.
Well, I got a wife, so.
Hey, I'm out here. I'm playing the field. I don't need no wife.
Okay. Well, I'd like to see what you're like on a date. Probably disgusting. You probably spit, and you probably smack them and say how ugly they are.
Yeah, I smack them, but, like, in a nice way. You know what I mean?
Well, what are you doing tonight, the goo? Going anywhere special?
What did I do tonight?
No, what are you going to do tomorrow night? Are you looking for somebody to spend some time with?
No, I don't need to. I already found someone. Your mom.
Okay, good one. But I don't have any plans tomorrow. So if you want to get together and hang out, then we can.
Yeah, so you can try to shoot me again? You're a coward.
Okay, the goo. What kind of food do you like?
I like it all.
Then we can go to a buffet. How's that sound? You stinking loser.
You're the loser. You're the stinky loser. You stink.
Be there at 6, you disgusting.
Yeah, the goo.
What do you got to say about all this crap?
You know what I want to ask you, goo, is are you calling from a living tomb?
No. I'm calling from my basement.
So, Seth, can you explain that then?
Well, I was going off of what you said, which turned out to be a lie, that you killed him and put him in a living tomb.
Isn't a living tomb like a coffin where the person's still alive? So if I killed him, it wouldn't be a living tomb.
No.
It's a casket with a blowhole.
The goo... Does a casket with the blowhole ring any bells? Did you do that? Are you in one of those?
No, I'm in a basement. I'm in my basement in my room in Palma.
I thought you lived in one of those quad apartment brick.
I got a house. I'm a homeowner.
Okay, stop.
Congratulations.
It. Say that word again, but don't say ner at the end.
I'm a homeowner.
Don't say ner. Say it again, but don't say ner.
I'm a homeowner.
You can't even say it. But you're most of that word, I'll tell you that. You're probably 60% of the word homeowner.
Hey, guess what? I'm a homosexual.
It's not funny. That's why I'm not on the show anymore. You guys make fun of me. You suck. You stink.
Hey, we're just complimenting your big balls.
Yeah,
I heard
Steph,
you talk about my big balls.
Steph said something about
my huge balls. Well, these balls ain't going near that set no more because you guys stink.
Oh, you're not
suck,
doing
you stink, you suck, you stink, you suck, you stink.
Wait, you're not going to be on the show anymore? Does this mean you're this just not going to... You're not coming back?
I'm never coming back because you guys always talk about my gigantic balls. You bust my gigantic balls and you stink. You stink like crap. And I hate you, Lamigan. This is all your fault, Lamigan. You suck!
I'm living large, buddy, and every single thing you say negative, it just translates to something positive in my mind because I hate you that much.
Your life is crap, Lamigan. Your life's crap.
Okay, well, I've got a wife who just bought me a white gold ring, and I'm wearing it right now.
Oh, yeah, any jewelry? Did you get any jewelry for Christmas, the goo?
Yeah, I got a Cuban link chain.
Okay, and so, was it a present to yourself, or was it from someone else?
I bought it for myself.
I did the same thing, Goo. I bought myself a pendant.
Goo, why don't you tell us something you like the most about 2016, and that's something you want to happen in 2017, and then I never want to hear you talk again on this radio station, but I don't have that authority because I'm not in charge, and I'm still in a plexiglass cage.
All right, well, yeah, you deserve to be in there. All right, let's talk about 2016. The beginning half was crap because you guys stink, and I had to spend all my time with you guys.
We made you a local celebrity, Goo.
No, you wish you did, pal.
I created you, Goo.
I've been the Goo since high school, pal. You didn't create crap. You guys stink.
Best part of 2016, Goo.
Best part of 2016, leaving your crappy show.
That must have been really exciting for you. That sounds thrilling.
2017, I'm buying a boat and getting the heck out of the USA.
Back to Cuba? What about... Back to Cuba?
Here. Lamigan, you don't get the last word, Lamigan. Screw you.
Oh, I get the last word. Here it is. Last word. You stink. That was so unexpected. That was... Wow.
Well, Lamigan, you have a lot of explaining to do.
I think we should...
Lamigan, let me break that down. There's a lot to unpack from the sack there. Lamigan, first, instantly, we found out you had been lying about a gunshot murder to the head. Secondly...
I felt pressured to say that because he kept like gesturing to me to say I shot Goo in the head. So I did. I know I didn't.
After finding out you completely lied, you started to flirt with him and almost ask him out on a date. And then you guys started really going at it at each other verbally.
I have never heard the Goo so quick on his feet before. I was impressed. If he was like that every night, I don't care if he stinks. He can sit right next to me all night. He can sit on my lap for all I care.
You were trading blows in a very similar manner, using the same words... Same sentences.
Lamigan, you sunk to his level using his own words.
You use stinking crap more than I've ever heard you use.
He just draws it out of you because he's just parma trash and he just talks trash.
Would you call it a talent? Would you give him the credit of saying he has the talent?
I would say he has no talent. No. That's not even a good question. Of course he doesn't. I dislike him, and I thought I murdered him.
Lamigan, you've never questioned the quality of my questions before.
Because they're usually wise, and they're usually crafty, and examples of strong critical thinking. But this time, the question was, do I think that the Goo is talented? No, you asked, do I think that he has a talent? No, little Triv. Well, let's move on because we got to get to our presumptions.
We need to get to the 2017 assumptions.
Can I just very quickly, we will. We have 15 minutes, but Seth, best thing about 16 for you. What was best about 16, the year 16?
Actually, today is the best about 16 because today... Oh. Because today is the anniversary of Lenny from Motorhead, his death. So all day I've been listening to my favorite band, Motorhead. And Lenny had sex with lots of women.
I had heard that.
I had heard it and never confirmed it, but now, with hindsight and his death, I know it's true.
Yes, once they die, you can always tell.
Because the women will admit after death if they had sex or had not had sex with Lenny.
Yes, because it doesn't matter if or not, because they will say, upon death?
Yes, because when they are alive, it does not matter, because the person can always say if they had had sex or had not had sex. But after they dead, it made it more important.
Very interesting. So there are two things I want to quickly run by. I need to just quickly mention some topics. Rapid fire. Goo.
What?
Steve Bannon, one of the best of the year.
I don't want to talk about Steve Bannon. And we talk about him almost every week, and I got nothing to say.
WRUW, you're in the air.
Yo.
Yeah, how are you?
Great.
What was the best moment of 2016?
Oh, shoot. Well, I really liked when Lemon from Motorhead, he did that show, and then like 2 days later, he died.
He died on stage.
I heard that he had a... Do you have any insider information, caller, about his death?
No.
Hey, okay. I got a question for the caller really quick before we hang up on you because you're boring. What is your favorite assumption about 2017, what's going to happen?
This isn't why I called.
Oh.
I called because I need some clearing up right now. So the goo.
Yeah, big goo.
What's the deal? Was he in the tube or where has he been? Because there's some air that needs to be cleared.
Oh, okay. Well, I like to think that he was in a tube with no air, if that's what you mean, because I shot him between the eyes.
Let's back it up. So Lamb again told us that he had murdered the goo, shot him in the head.
And for those just tuning in, the goo is a former host on this show who I essentially replaced.
Was that a call from hell?
No,
he's
alive.
Consider that. No,
was that Lemmy? Maybe.
No. It sounded like Lemmy. The goo.
Not to get off track, but do you think the same person that killed Lemmy is the same person that killed Carrie Fisher and her mother?
That's a conspiracy in the making. I believe it. I'll tell you why. I already believe it. Cause it's all the same day. And I think there's a reason they're all taken out. I think a lot of it has to do with I think the pipeline.
Listen,
holy hell.
Open a can of worms, and I just want to say I like the way you say the word with. That's very cool. With.
I do think the pipeline is causing more good than harm. So it makes me wonder, it makes me think maybe it was a good thing that they died because of the pipeline, because I know that the pipeline would not do something harmful.
I know something having to do with Carrie Fisher and her mother being shot and killed has something to do with the pipeline.
Do you guys think that maybe Goo was never in a tube or a tomb? And that is his pipeline. That's where he was sent to. That is all the Indians. That were fighting against the tube. That was Goo's tube.
That is goo evocative.
Goo is so much less important than you are giving him credit for.
And I think that, but I think you're also onto something, because I'll explain to you what happened. So I'm sitting here in the studio talking about.
Wait. I like that you call them Indians.
Yeah, that was cool. So
that's all they are when you get down.
Right, it's not PC, and I like that. So this is the thing. We were talking, and Triv looks at me and says, "So what'd you do to the goo?" And I knew for a fact I didn't do anything to the goo. So I felt pressured on the air to make up a little fib about how I murdered him. Classic American lie. And I was immediately busted, because what had happened is the goo called, and the goo does not listen to this show. He does not. He's
at home. Yeah. Americans lie. Americans get caught, and it's we deal with it and we just get better.
And I think you're onto something with the tube. And I think that when we were saying living tomb, maybe we should have said living tube. And maybe there's a hole in the tube, a blowhole, as Little Triff called it, with which he can breathe oxygen, and that he somehow found a way to squirm out of the tube and get back to his basement in Parma and give us a call and put me through the ringer and tell me how much I stink.
We need to do more research.
Okay, really quick, what do you want to happen in 2017? Then we're hanging up, okay?
Okay, I think that we should just give Trump a chance.
Okay, hey, I like that. That's very reasonable.
Okay.
But we don't support him because of something that happened.
Cheers.
Let's talk about that really quick, because that was a low point of 2016, is when we turned our backs on Trump because of his tape.
You know what it was, Lamigan? Do you remember my veil?
The dark veil.
And I would like to bring that up, even though I created it. That was one of my high points of 2016, was gathering up the courage to reveal to you guys my veil.
To show your mourning tool? Your mourning tool.
Yes, and so the listeners who are unfamiliarized, or if you are radicalized, I put on a black veil that is inside of my drawer of my nightstand. When something happens that is so dark and so demeaningly awful that nothing can... It's a lens with which...
Demeaningly.
My veil is a lens with which to look at the world as it actually seems. And when Trump says that he's going to grab them by the... And then he was going to...
He said he's going to... them in the...
It was all very cool until he stepped out of the bus and you saw who he was with.
Oh, Seth, do you remember who that was?
Billy Bush.
Nice.
All right, and we are going to take a break, and we have very small amount of time left. This is a good night show with Little Triv. Okay, folks. This is the last 4 minutes of the Good Night Show in the year 2016. And this is the beautiful, very ugly Susan Boyle.
Filthy rich, filthy looking. More power to her.
Dirty woman, bad, dirty woman, nasty.
Flat face, tiny eyes, big body.
Big eyebrows, too big, big, very big. Got a makeover. Turned out to be beautiful.
Looked worse.
So, in these last, now, 3.5 minutes of the Good Night Show with Little Triv in the year 2016, we're going to just go over some...
Wait a second. This is that woman singing right now with the voice of an angel?
Yes, that ugly troll woman that couldn't be uglier or nastier.
That detestable, defected goblin is providing this miraculous rendition of Auld Lang Syne?
Yes, the unforgivably ugly and repulsive woman, Susan Boyle, turns out to be able to sing like a young child.
The ferociously fugly frog woman, Susan Boyle, is serenading our show? This is her? Her voice sounds like pure crystal. It sounds like white gold converted to song.
Seth, assumption for 2017, go ahead.
You know how we're sort of lagging behind in the arms race at the moment?
Oh, yes. There's an arms race for sure.
We are definitely not up front.
And we'll be talking about that sooner or later, but we're going to pop out in front by a large margin because we're going to invent a new weapon.
Will we use...
I like this. U.S. is going to make a new weapon.
Yes.
Very cool prediction, okay. Seth.
It's not a prediction. It's an assumption.
That's right.
And I called you Seth.
Well, I got a little one, and we'll keep going around in a circle because we only got 2 minutes left, but I think that Burger King and McDonald's will combine.
Oh, That's very cool. I think so,
that's
too.
That's a huge assumption.
It's just an assumption. It might sound like a stretch, but I think they will combine. Lamigan?
I think the PC culture is going to implode. I think the PC people are going to just piss everybody off so bad that they are just going to decide, you know what? Screw this. And they're going to start getting bad.
Like, yep.
Very racist.
Very racist and wrong.
Then what will that mean for rape culture?
And the end of it.
I thought I assume it could also go the other way, where the non-PC culture will start to assault PC culture and beat it out of existence with rubber bullets.
I like that too, because
so the war of words turns into a war of bullet.
Raw rubber bullet. So yeah. No killing, but lots of brain damage.
It's been a long time since we had a good ground level battle on the homeland.
It hasn't happened since the Civil War.
Would we call it a Civil War if that were to happen?
I would call it World War.
I'd call it Us versus Them Part 2.
I like that.
I'd call it The Last of Them.
I like that because it makes me wonder what Part 1 was, Little Triv. Us versus Them Part 2 makes me wonder what Part 1 was. And I also like The Last of Them because it honestly just sounds like a blockbuster movie.
Kick-ass video game.
All right, Seth, your turn for another assumption for 2017. And when are we going to start saying 2017? 2000? Really? Okay, go ahead.
I think Aleppo will rebuild.
Oh.
A little hopeful assumption.
A trinkle of hope.
Ooh, that kind of falls in line with my assumption for 2017. I think Aleppo will be nucleared. Nuked.
Okay. Well, I think that the Obamacare repeal is going to backfire in that Trump is accidentally going to extend health care coverage to pets. I think it'll accidentally extend health care coverage to pets.
That wouldn't be the worst thing in the world, would it?
No.
It would be a very sweet thing.
I can finally get my cat to get her tumor removed.
All right, two more and we're done. Seth.
I think the lab-grown fish will be released into the wild and mate with wild fish and create a new species.
And Little Triv, can I just point out how awesome it was that you said there are two left after I went, which means there's just enough for you and Seth to get to say one more than me.
I will say one, then you can say one, Lamigan, and then you can say the big New Year's goodnight.
Okay.
It's a privilege you didn't know you needed.
I was given it.
My New Year's assumption, my final New Year's assumption of 2017 is more of a New Year prayer. I want those wild birds back in my yard because I would kill hundreds each week and roast and poach and boil and broil them and eat them and swallow them without chewing it because they were so slippery. It is more of a prayer, but I man-made their extinction, and I just hope God is listening and sends those wild birds back into my yard.
And if God is, in fact, listening and brings the wild bird back, will you be more careful with how many you kill and maim? Or will you do the exact same thing? Will you repeat the same mistake?
I do not learn my lesson, Seth. And when it comes
Little Triv, it's time to say goodnight. Will you turn off the background music? I was going to sing, but I can't stop crying. Should old acquaintance be forgot and never brought to mind? Should old acquaintance be forgot and turn it up a little bit in the background and old slang sing.
short
and
fuse.
Surely you'll buy your pint,
short
your cup,
circuit.
And surely I'll buy mine, and
short
we'll take
fuse.
A cup of kindness
short
yet
hair.
For oh,
short circuit.
Short hair. Short hair. Short fuse. Short circuit. And ladies and gentlemen, Hillary Clinton lost badly.
L-I-T-T-L-E-T-R-I-B.
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 W-R-E-W-F-M.